This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertley. Good morning. There was some good news recently for Vermont's only state home for veterans. After Vermont House members in Montpelier voted to fund the facility in Bennington with $5.4 million from the state's general fund. But looking ahead and fearing budget deficits similar to the one dogging the state this year, members also voted to create a working group to study ways the home might eliminate its reliance on the general fund by the year 2018. Bennington Banner reporter Keith Whitcomb Jr. has been following that story. He joins us now on the line for our Friday regional report. Keith, great to speak with you again.
You too, Mitch.
Now, how long has the Veterans Home been getting funding from the state's general fund, and what percentage of the home's budget comes from the state?
They've been getting it at least the past few years. I think it actually started, the ability to do it began, I think, in 1999. The Dean administration had begun it, according to a memo I'd seen. The past few years, I think it's been sort of a steady thing. It is a significant portion that the home does rely on.
Now, in your article, you write that there were four options available to lawmakers when they eventually opted to fund the Veterans Home with general fund money this year. What were the other options?
The other options were a partial funding. They could not have funded it, or they could have privatized or closed it.
Well, what would privatization, let's tackle that one first, involve? It would seem perhaps on the face of it that the state would save money if a private entity took over the home, but that's not actually the case, is it?
No. What they would have to do is to do that properly. They'd have to, one, plan how they're going to do that. That would require hiring a consultant. And then, of course, that's going to take time, about a year to 18 months. So there's some drawbacks associated with doing that. You'd have to know what you're getting into before you did it, basically. So there'd be some cost there.
Well, you mentioned closing the home. The state, though, I imagine would lose some federal funding if the home were closed.
Yeah, I believe there would be about $11 million in some reimbursement costs or recoupment costs. I forget the term for it, but that would obviously come with a cost. I have not seen, honestly, a lot of political will to do that. I mean, I think it gets mentioned just because it is a possibility, but honestly, I don't see anyone really chomping at the bit to close the place.
Not a very popular move, would that
be? Not a popular move. There would be some drawbacks, of course, financially and just to the veterans, and I don't think anybody really wants that.
Well, were any options discussed for keeping the home open and reducing reliance on state funding? What might that look like?
Well, there have been a number of things tossed out. One is repurposing parts of the grounds to be used for other things. That would maybe generate some income. Right now, they're taxed on a number of beds they're licensed for. They actually pay taxes to the state. So there's two things to that. One, this working committee may study, reducing that tax or eliminating it or something, because it's obviously it's just money going in a circle. They've also recently, they lowered the number of beds they're licensed for, because I think it was at 171 they were licensed for, but they only had about 130 people in them for the past couple of years. So they said, why are we being taxed on beds we're not using? And they cut that. So there were some options there. There's a couple things they're going to look at. One thing that did cause a number of people to get upset was they were talking about like a lottery-style game being used, like some kind of pull-off ticket game to help fund it. That's not in this bill. That had been sort of shot down by Representative Mary Morrissey and some other people who just weren't keen on that.
Your article also mentioned that they were even talking about bringing in some veterans who live nearby in Massachusetts but actually have to travel further in their own state to get to a veterans home than they would going to Bennington.
Yeah, I was talking to Senator Dick Sears the other day, and he said something about he'd gone to Massachusetts and met with some of his counterparts in the legislature there to talk about getting more vets from that area to come to our facility here. If you look at the population of the home, most of them are from Bennington or the Bennington area. There's a handful of them from upstate. But, I mean, anybody, any veteran, I think, can go there. If you have people who, if it's easier to get there than it is to the facility in Holyoke, Mass., why not come here, I guess is the thought there.
Well, the Bennington home has been plagued by a lot of problems in recent years. There's been problems with passing federal inspections, and they've been in danger of losing some funding. How important, though, is the Veterans Home to the state in general, but to the Bennington area in particular?
To the Bennington area, it is crucial. You're looking at, I think, just shy of 200 jobs there. You're talking about an area that in the past year or two has lost near 100 jobs at a time. Plasson Carbon Composites left us. I believe Plasson North America has or will be leaving. There were some smaller industrial-type places that have gone up. We've seen a couple mom-and-pop operations here close, it would be a significant blow to the area if that workplace were to be lost.
Well, Keith, how do you read the tea leaves here? Because in the short term, this sounds like good news for the home. They're getting the $5.4 million from the general fund, but this idea that the study group was created to look at ways to reduce the reliance on state funding by 2018, I mean, what happens if they don't come up with something? Or do you think that this doesn't look good for the Vermont Veterans Home in the long term if lawmakers are being asked to find out ways to fund it without relying on the state?
I am one of the world's worst prognosticators. I would not hazard to guess. I'd be surprised if they could not find a way to at least reduce it. According to Senator Sears, he was skeptical they would be able to eliminate it by 2018. I would say probably the same thing. I don't think they'll be able to eliminate it anytime soon, but I would imagine there'd be some way to reduce it.
Was Senator Sears, though, optimistic about the working group in general? Did he think that this was a good idea to look at ways to come up with a different funding method?
He sounded like he was very supportive of this bill. He'd signed the memo, of course. I mean, not as a, obviously he's in the Senate, but he said he supported this piece of legislation, and according to him, so does our other Senator, Brian Campion. But he seemed like he felt it was a good idea. He just was not so sure they'd be able to eliminate the goal of eliminating everything by 2018. He didn't sound like that was going to happen, but he seemed generally on board with the thing.
Keith Whitcomb is a reporter for the Bennington Banner. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us.
Hey, not a problem.